I'm Neil Clark, and I'm the script editor for the comedy unit, and I'll be one of the people who will be looking at your entries and helping to do the judging. So if you want to buy me a drink afterwards, that'll be a good start. We want as many people as possible to submit material. So don't be afraid if you haven't written anything before. Comedy writers come from all walks of life. I used to be a postman, and in actual fact, when I was a postman, that was when I wrote my first ever comedy script. It was a situation comedy about being a postman. And I sent it to David Croft, who was then the producer of Dad's Army. And about 6 months later, I got a lovely letter back from David Croft saying, "Dear Neil Clark, thank you for sending me your situation comedy. I've just had a heart attack and I'm unable to read it." So he sent it back to me, and I don't know whether it was responsible for the heart attack or not. Then I went on to become an industrial engineer. But I'd always wanted to be a comedy writer, and one night I came home and decided I don't want to be an engineer anymore. I want to be a comedy writer. So I sat down and I wrote 3 short sketches, and I sent them off to the BBC. And they got read, and somebody must have spotted some kind of talent somewhere, because although none of those sketches were thought good enough to be used, I was given the chance to contribute material to a radio comedy show, and that's what got me started. So if you want to get into comedy, then there comes a moment when you actually have to screw your courage to the sticking place and send some of your work in for a professional opinion. And this is that moment. We genuinely want to discover new writing and performing comedy talent with whom we can make programmes. So don't be afraid to submit something to us. Now, most comedy writers and performers start by seeing a comedy show on TV and thinking, "That's rubbish, I could do better than that." But they're possibly not sure how to go about putting their ideas into shape. It's not enough just to write a script which you think is funny or which may be funny. You have to write something that works. So how can I help you now? Well, as a comedy script editor, I can tell you exactly what we're looking for in your submissions, and hopefully I can give you a few tips and tricks of the trade about how to go about writing your short comedy piece. Most good comedy comes from 2 things: character and situation. Explaining something to someone else is a very good way of delivering jokes, especially if one of the characters is quite stupid. It can be even funnier if both of the characters are stupid, and then the one who thinks he knows what he's talking about is getting hold of the wrong end of the stick too. And most comedy double acts are based on the idea of a stupid character, and a character is even more stupid but thinks he's clever. If you think of Laurel and Hardy or Morecambe and Wise or Rick Mail and Aid Edmondson in their Bottom show, all these characters were based on this premise. But if, as in Gags to Go, you're starting from scratch to write a piece of comedy without the benefit of an already established situation and set of characters, then there are some rules to bear in mind. The first rule is, in comedy, you must never puzzle an audience. Otherwise, they'll start worrying about what's going on instead of listening to the jokes. And if they don't hear the jokes because they're too busy wondering what's going on, they won't laugh. So in comedy, you must always let your audience know exactly where they are and who they're with so that they can relax and enjoy what's going to happen next. So in your comedy piece, in the first few seconds, you must create an instantly identifiable situation and clear, recognisable characters so that the audience knows how they're likely to behave in that situation. And then the comedy starts when you add a twist, when something unexpected happens. And remember that comedy writing is different to all other forms of writing, because in comedy you have to provoke the physical act of laughter from your audiences. If audiences go to see a drama, they'll be quite happy to sit in silence for 90 minutes, because a drama writer's job is to intrigue an audience and play on their inner emotions. In comedy, you have to provoke your audience into a physical act every 30 seconds or so, the act of laughter. So there are rules to follow and there are buttons to press. The first rule is, let them know where they are. And one of the quickest ways to establish a situation and character is parody or impressions. This is where you take an existing personality or a type of TV show and send it up. Parody and impressions are shortcuts to comedy because there's less to explain to the audience. Some people think it's a lazy way of writing because you're not creating something totally original, but in the best hands, it's proved extremely successful, and some of it can be very funny. Often when you deliver a joke, in order to time it correctly so that it sends the subliminal laugh now message to the audience, you use the rule of 3. This is where you say 2 perfectly ordinary, sensible things, and then you introduce the joke on the 3rd one. Now, we've looked at parodying TV and we've looked at parodying characters, but real life is funny too. And in order to write good comedy about real life, you need to be an observer of the world around you. What sort of characters might you see? Now, for the purposes of Gags to Go, what we want you to do is send in a piece of comedy which is no longer than 2 minutes. And 2 minutes is very short. If your piece is a sketch with dialogue and action, then it'll be less than two sides of A4. If it's a monologue, it'll be less than one side of A4. We're not talking about 90-page screenplays here. In comedy, you must always write to the brief. I used to produce a show called Naked Radio, which was a topical comedy radio show, which used lots of quick-fire gags and short sketches. And it used lots of freelance material. But people used to send in the most inappropriate things. One week, this guy sent me a book of love sonnets that he'd written. And then he actually rang me up the following week to complain about the fact that I hadn't used them on the programme. Always write to the brief. We need a piece of comedy no longer than 2 minutes. I've said that 2 minutes is a very short time, but in comedy you have to do quite a lot in 2 minutes. So here are a couple of tips. Generally, every piece should have an instantly identifiable situation. Clear, recognisable characters. A story to tell, or an escalating train of thought to pursue. An ending, and if possible, a funny tag. Do have a go at Gags to Go. You might be the person who comes up with the next Rob C. Nesbitt. And now it's over to you. Thanks for listening.